McDonald's. All right. So I know a lot of y'all are wanting y'all fast food and y'all mad about it and all of that. Whatever. So on and so. Hey, no cap 22. Don't worry about it. We're not going to be on here worried about what everybody else talking about. We just going to make sure that we hold it down. We going to hold it down. Jamal Fowler, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. We got to talk about McDonald's and fast food prices. All right, let's get to it. McDonald's decided to make y'all some $5 menunaires again. Make sure y'all hit a like for the algorithm, subscribe to the channel, and turn on your notifications. Let's get it.
Skyrocketing prices at the drive-thru and how it has some consumers changing their ways. It's a story we first saw in the Wall Street Journal, and it seems like the big chains are paying attention. Becky Worley has been checking it out for us, as always, doing that investigative reporting. Good morning, Becky.
Not Becky.
Michael, good morning. Does your burger, latte, or chicken sandwich seem more expensive every time you hit the drive-thru? Yep. Inflation has come for fast food, too. But with customers pulling away, some of the big chains are starting to lower prices.
When did McDonald's get so expensive?
This morning, McDonald's hearing tough feedback about prices. And according to Bloomberg, the company will be rolling out a $5 value meal in the near future. Many fast food chains feeling a need to respond to customers, like Colleen Pipes of Fort Lauderdale, Florida, fed up as fast
food
prices
soar. Thank you,
Brian
Hutter. I'm going to read that super chat shortly.
And I don't mean to be broke, but for an 8-count mini and a lemonade, $14?
I joked that this was fine dining now because I might as well go at a sit-down restaurant and be served.
Colleen Pipes is literally a OF. Name Colleen Pipes is a name that you would see in the back of the rental store if you had to go through them dark doors and you had to do the walk of shame. I remember, listen, if you wanted to do something, you couldn't do it in the privacy of your own home. You had to go out, go to the rental store. It would be all the bedroom is next to the family section. So you know, the graphic room where you had to open up that door was next to the family section. Now, if you was a smart person, and I know I'm the king of getting distracted, so bear with me right now. If you was a smart person and you didn't want to seem embarrassed or you didn't run want to run into somebody that you knew, then you had a girl with you and you went into the dark door of the video store that was right next to the family section where the kids was like, ew. And you went through that door. And then you can go in that door and you see all of the faces of shame and everybody is trying to act like they minding their business. You go through that door and everybody trying to act like they don't see you. And you see the Asian man in the corner and you see the black man over there. And then you see two white men over there together and they acting like they just like they professionally browsing. Double penetrated. Sounds like a crazy idea. Shout out to Colleen Pipes. I know she got teased all through school. She pretty, though. She pretty, though.
I'm going to pay those type of prices.
Fast food prices in March were 33% higher than 2019 levels, according to the Labor Department, while grocery prices were up 26%. And it's influencing behavior.
You know, I don't think I'm ever going to go to Starbucks again.
Companies like yeah. Starbucks and McDonald's reporting a downturn in traffic. At Starbucks, a 7% drop in transactions. And consumer behavior isn't just changing at restaurants. Many people like Lauren Ogieri of Tampa, Florida, are shopping around for the best prices on groceries by going to multiple stores.
I learned how to map out where those things are going to be less expensive or which stores have the items that me and my family enjoy eating.
Prices on
a lot of times, what y'all don't realize also is that stop just browsing the middle of the grocery store aisles for whatever your products are. They pay for that part of the grocery store, and they also pay for the end caps. And so they're able to mark up the prices a little bit more or a lot more because they know that your eyes are not going to go to the top or to the bottom. And if your eyes are browsing, it usually goes to the bottom first because you'll work your way down straight from the middle, but you don't necessarily look up. In a grocery store, they taught us that as far as user experience in retail. They taught us that from a user experience perspective in retail that, you know, a lot of the cheaper products, but it's the same quality, often a time made in the same plants, are at the very top. So if you look at the very top And then you go to the very bottom, but anywhere you paying, you're looking at in the middle, most of the time those prices are marked up. So when y'all go to the grocery store, you'll save a significant amount of money by looking at the very top or looking at the very bottom. But anytime where your eyes is just easily able to glance, they've paid for that and they're marking up the products because they have to make sure that they get a return on their money. And then they also pay for the end cap. So the end caps change every, so whereas the aisles, they usually stay the same except for the popular products is always in the middle. The end caps change every single week as a part of the promotions and that's paid for, all right?
On items like beef, predicted to increase 3.3% in 2024, or eggs, up 4.8%, and sugar and sweets, up 4.3% this year.
Before the pandemic, consumers tended to shop primarily at one grocery store in particular. Since the pandemic, they found some value in going to more stores. Different stores run different products on sale at different times. Going to multiple stores can actually help maximize your value.
Whether it's fast food or groceries, consumers have one clear message.
Please lower your prices. So you can't go up any further. You can't.
Now, McDonald's did not confirm the $5 value meal to us, but they did say that individual franchisees set all their prices. Starbucks says that higher prices may be in part due to the fact that customers are putting in more customization on their drinks, and those are more expensive. Meanwhile, Burger King has a $5 value meal, so does Wendy's, and they're offering free chicken nuggets every Wednesday. This all feels like a sign of microeconomics in the form of fast food, where customers may have hit a breaking point, Michael, and are just saying, nope, too expensive.
One of the things that they try to do a lot of these places is that they try to not necessarily have it as a promotional item. The promotional items a lot of times is a way to get you in a store to hopefully have you spend a lot more. So whereas McDonald's, and they call them loss leaders a lot of time. And so loss leaders is basically products that they either not making no money on, they just giving it to you at cost, or it may be a product that they losing a little bit of money on, hoping that they can upsell you. So for example, if they can get you to buy a soft drink that has high margins, if they can get you to add on another item. And loss leaders in restaurants, they not just loss leaders within restaurants, there's also loss leaders within retail and grocery. So for example, if they do a promotion and they say, hey, but you got to come in while supplies last, all of that stuff. Walmart is really good for it. Walmart sells more groceries than any other grocery in the United States of America, but they also combine it. And that's why you see a lot of these fresh markets, not as prevalent as you see it as a supermarket, as the big box super retail store, a mega Walmart, because they want you to browse the home goods and services division, or they want to put these other things in the aisle in order to get you to maybe shop and buy some socks, or you can go over there and get a folder, you can get a candle, you can go and get a TV, some electronics. And so what they do is they put these loss leaders in there in order to get you in a store, but that's not the thing that they make money from. So be careful when you go into a lot of these places and these retail stores, that's not necessarily adding value into your life, okay? Let's continue.
The bulls are running on Wall Street with all three major indexes finishing the day at all-time highs. The S&P 500 was up more than 1%, closing above 5,300 for the first time ever. That's up nearly 12% for the year. The rally followed the latest government report on inflation. Consumer prices eased in April, up just 3.4% compared to last year. Housing and gas prices account for more than half of the monthly increase. And Americans are still feeling the pinch when it comes to food, especially when dining out. CBS's Jolene Kent hit the drive-thru for a price check.
Consumers are fed up with higher prices.
Tell me why it was $17 for three filet of fishes.
Huh? Who told y'all was that good?
Hold on, big dog. Hold on. You can't have fogged up glasses and messed up teeth at the same time talking about fast food prices. And some of y'all need to put the social media down, bro. If you not self-aware, or you can't figure out, you know what I'm saying, where your niche is, and I don't know who this guy is or whatever, but dog, you got to pick a struggle. You literally have to pick a struggle. You can't be on here with fogged up glasses talking about fast food prices. You got bigger problems, big dog.
be charging that much for y'all food.
In April, groceries ticked up slightly compared to a year ago, but fast food prices soared 4.8%.
How does that affect your budget? When you're paying more for fast food, what does that do?
Uh-oh, not the dude with the silver chain and a tattoo and a white beater on the side of you.
It makes it harder to live, but then you have to save. So you're like, I can't have my fast food if I save.
In fact, over the last 10 years, analysis from Finance Buzz found a McDonald's Quarter Pounder with cheese meal has more than doubled. Taco Bell's beefy five-layer burrito spiked almost...
I'm going to review it on the Anton Daniels channel, and I'm going to also review it on After Hours tonight.
200%. And a Chipotle barbacoa burrito is 87% more expensive. Popeyes and Burger King menu items also jumped. As a result, KFC reported slower foot traffic, and McDonald's missed profit expectations for the first time in 2 years. This is lower income earners are spending less on fast food.
To make their menu more affordable, McDonald's is now considering adding a new value meal.
Can I have one McChicken, please, one medium fry, and one medium Diet Coke? Right now, all of this costs $8. And to give customers relief, McDonald's may soon make it a $5 value meal nationwide.
I think that would be great. I would love that.
The deal is set to start on June 25th and run about a month. McDonald's is joining Burger King, Wendy's, and Jack in the Box, already offering similar value meals.
The typical American consumer is much more focused on value now for a variety of reasons. Meal bundles, whether it is at quick service or table service restaurants, have become much more popular.
So what does this inflation data mean for consumers? Basically, with prices staying stubbornly high, sticky at that higher level, the Federal Reserve is unlikely to cut interest rates in June, which means new mortgages, new car loans, and credit card debt will just remain expensive for longer.
She kind of cute, but yeah, man, just limit the amount of things that you have to spend money on. And if you have to spend money on it, then make sure that you're writing it off as a business expense legally. And then when you go to the grocery store, look up, look down, don't look in the middle. Focus on the thing that got color and you'll be fine. All right.